The Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Are you into holistic therapies? Do you love the thoughts of spirituality and positive thinking, vision boards? Well, that's what this podcast is all about. We're talking to Reiki Jane. Welcome to the gang once again. Hopefully you're sharing the podcast, you're telling everyone you know to listen, you're making them subscribe on their own phones when they're sat next to you, because this is one not to be missed. So this lady, she went through some troubles, she turned her life around, and she thanks Reiki for all of that. She's now a practitioner, and I've been myself. So you're about to hear about my treatment, how my session went, my thoughts on it, exactly what got said, no holding back, and how you could maybe benefit from Reiki. Hear all about it. If you've got no clue what Reiki is, you're about to find out.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Very excited for everyone to understand what Reiki is. So I've had one session in my whole 38 years on the planet, and once you have one, you are going to be hooked. I can't explain what it is, so thankfully we've got Jane here. Jane, tell us what Reiki is. For everyone listening now thinking, I've heard of people doing it, I've seen it on social media, it's very popular at the moment.
Yeah.
What even is Reiki?
So Reiki is a alternative healing method. So I use it, a hands-on healing that promotes relaxation, puts the body in a natural state so it can naturally restore itself.
Right.
So it's one of the most natural things, as natural as giving birth, I feel.
Yeah.
And when I'm performing Reiki, what it does for people is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to explain, to be honest.
So it's natural healing.
Yeah.
It's not like you go in somewhere and you go, I've got a pain in my shoulder, I've got a knot, massage it out, and they'll give it a good going over, and you feel like
so
it's released.
So there's no stimulation at all to the muscle whatsoever.
No.
I do hands-on healing, and I work with different chakra points in the body, so you've got different energy fields in the
Tell
body.
Tell us about that. So you talk about chakra, because after my little appointment with you, came out.
What's this chakra? What's
I was like using all the terminology, and I didn't really understand it. So just for me and everyone listening right now, where'd you find your chakra?
So you
if I was looking for my chakra, where was I look?
So you can't see it, you can feel it,
right?
Can't see it. So your chakra, you've got various different chakra points through the body. I work with all of them, mainly talk about 9, but I rarely describe what's going on with 7 of them.
Right.
So you've got your base chakra, you've got your sacral. Your sacral is the second chakra up, so that's in connection to like relationships and your sexuality and all of those things, but it's also connected to different parts of the body as well.
And what's your base one?
So your base is built on foundation. So that's all, you know, your values and how grounded you are. I'm talking on a kind of emotional sort of your characteristics, if you like.
Right.
Not physically. Mm-hmm. It is connected to, obviously, physical parts, but I won't go into that.
Right, okay.
But it's all the foundations of your base chakra. So when I'm reading energy on somebody, I'll kind of know through a treatment, right, that's not quite spinning how I would like it to be.
And is that a feeling you get?
Yeah, it's like, it's really hard to explain, to be honest, Leanne. It's like I can't even describe it. People say to me all the time, how do you know these things? And I honestly can't answer it. It's just, I trust what I'm working with and I trust my guidance. So when I'm working with somebody and I've got somebody in front of me on a therapy bed and I'm sort of, I use my pendulum and I use different tools to sort of, and it tells me if they're spinning and if they're not.
And that's based on like energy and vibrations you're giving off.
Yeah, so like, can you remember when I held the thing over you and it was vibrating?
Yes.
Can you remember?
Yes.
It wasn't, you know, and it was just like that.
Yes, yeah.
So when it was vibrating, I just have to kind of find the actual spin of energy in the body. So the 7 I work with and talk about is your base, sacral, solar plex, heart, throat, third eye and crown.
Right.
So they all connect you to different things and they all relate to different things. And that's how after it, I sort of go through a full guidance of what I've picked up on.
So I went in and you put me on this bed in this gorgeous little cosy room. Oh, give us your address out for anyone who wants to pop in.
Okay, so it's Wirral Reiki Room, 17 Church Road, Bebbington Village.
Lovely. It's the cosiest little place and you go in and it just feels safe.
Yeah.
So you go into this cosy little room, you've got your blankets, it's nice and warm, and Jane does her thing and she literally just places her hands on certain parts of your body. She doesn't massage, she doesn't do anything, just places her hands on, and you feel totally and utterly relaxed. And you found when it came to chakras, around my throat area was my part that was struggling. And so if you were to say, I'm quite open, you can talk about my session.
Okay, yeah.
I know it's private and stuff, but not in private.
For you,
on the podcast, you get to know everything. So that's tell everyone what you sort of, you gauged from my throat chakra.
It wasn't quite spinning in energy form how I would like it to be for you, to make you feel uplifted and be able to connect and communicate as you feel.
And what you didn't know, Jane, is I've had loads of issues over the last 12 months with my throat and personal things that were going on, and people I know who were unwell, and with that, what you know, the stress that comes with that, and the worry and everything. And in a physical form, I was getting this husky throat that I just couldn't get rid of, which comes and goes, depending on what's going on in my life.
So that's all to do with the sort of blockage. So how I describe it is, I always say to people, and this is the most simple way to describe your chakras, and I do it in all of my classes, in my meditation classes, I describe it as like seven pools of energy. And if you imagine you go into a lovely garden centre, and there's a gorgeous waterfall, and at the top is a spinning pool of water, which I refer to the crown chakra. And then there's a little gap in that, and that trickles through to make the waterfall into the next pool, which is the third eye. And then down again to the throat. And when I got to the throat, just a little rock had jumped in front of your throat. So it wasn't quite trickling as it should into the heart, which is what's not bringing full fulfillment or this or that. So just helping with communication. So in a physical point, the throat chakra is actually very, if it's blocked like that, it can cause physical. So tension in the neck, earache. I had a client yesterday, real bad ear inside of the face, and there was no toothache or anything. But the throat chakra was really blocked. And what happens is, or what I feel guided happens is when there's a blockage in energy in the throat or any of the chakras, what happens is it becomes like a tight ball of energy. And that tight ball of energy becomes trapped, and it creates a rush because around that brings adrenaline. And it's like trapped adrenaline. And that's what creates the anxiety. From what I'm guided with, there's this ball of energy that's got adrenaline rushing around it because it can't get out. And then it's flushing through the body.
And that's how you feel when you come out of a Reiki session. You lie there and you're thinking, it's not physical, there's nothing really going on. But you just feel lighter.
You do.
You come out and you feel, so if you're feeling stressed or you've got any worry or any, you know, physical ailments, anything like that, Reiki could be a little lift for you. You'll feel lighter, you'll feel relieved, and you do feel so much better.
You do, totally,
Ladies of Liverpool.
So we've got a basic understanding of Reiki. I know we could talk about Reiki for days, and if you are
totally
interested, you can research it yourself. There are books to buy. You can go and speak to Jane herself and have a good chinwag. Find her on social media. How did you find yourself performing Reiki on other people?
Well, have you got all day?
Yeah, we've got ages.
So what got me into sort of the holistic therapy and energy, universal energy, law of attraction, all of these sort of uplifting things. Before I understood it at a depth, I was just reading about things. I've always known since a little girl that I'm intuitive. And I've always been very sensitive to energies, and I've always been very sensitive. So someone says something and I'm like,
Take it to heart.
It breaks my heart. Like if someone says something to me and it's, you know, it's just like, oh, shut up, Jane. I'm like, oh, my. Like, and I really take it personal. And that's nothing bad. It actually, being sensitive, what I've come to realise, is a really good quality to have. So all the sensitive people that are out there, it's a really good quality to have when you're sensitive. It's just knowing how to use that and how to create energy to protect that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So you're a young little person in the world, feeling sensitive.
And I've suffered with quite strong like behavioural problems and mental health from a very young child. And then as I was growing, I had all kinds of like mentors at school, and I was suffering with anxiety and moving from primary to high school. And once I got into high school, I was sort of trying to be clown of the class to take away the attention of oh, there's something wrong with me. Yes. And it was just really a very long journey. And then as I got to about 18, I started attracting the wrong people in wrong circumstances. And it was all a vibration of energy. Now I understand that.
Right.
But at the time, I didn't quite understand why I was attracting all these bad people.
Yeah.
And why they were treating me not the best. Mm-hmm. And then as I started studying and I was introduced to an old friend, to a book called The Secret. And when I read it, it changed everything.
The Secret often comes up on this podcast.
Does it?
In the weirdest of podcast situations.
I bought you a present today.
Oh, the power.
Yeah.
The Secret, the power. Oh, thank
for you.
You're
welcome, yeah.
Thank you. So, yeah, so many people, like when we speak to sporting people or, you know, people who've overcome obstacles,
100%.
And we always tend to come back to The Secret.
Mm-hmm. Because what it is, it's the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And if you can retrain your subconscious mind, it's the subconscious mind which activates the law of attraction.
Right.
So once you can activate that and understand it, you're giving off a vibration out to the universe. And when you're giving out that vibration, you're then going to draw back to you.
Yes.
So how I got into it was, I was trying to come away from a relationship that wasn't for me.
Right.
And I didn't quite know how because I was so addicted to this person. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was I started reading and researching, and then I started creating like vision boards and thinking, oh, what can I do? And how can I get there? And how can I change my life and all of these things? And in the end, I always had felt connected to people, but in the end, I travelled to Canada.
Right, okay. So this takes your story to a
whole
new location.
Yes.
I've seen it like a movie now.
Yeah.
So off Jane goes to
off Jane
Canada.
Goes with a little trolley, all my family in the airport, bye Jane, on my own.
Yeah.
And I just went.
And you get away from this toxic relationship.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Completely toxic. Got away from the relationship. You don't need to move country to do that, by the way.
But it helps.
But it helps. But I had to because I just couldn't do it. Anyway, I got away from this toxic relationship, ended up in Canada, and I met family over in Canada and they allowed me to live with them for a short while.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really funny because I had on this vision board, this bath, before I went to Canada.
Right.
And it was really strange. It was like this really, like, you know,
like a freestanding.
Yeah, like gorgeous bath.
Yeah.
And it was up on a couple of steps, freestanding with loads of windows, and then just see like mountains and scenery and the ocean and all this thing.
So you just pluck this picture randomly out of a magazine?
Yeah, cut it out of a magazine and put it onto this vision board and put this guy on there, dark hair and all of these things, you know, this handsome guy, dark hair, gorgeous eyes, blah, blah, blah. And all of these little things that were important to me in a person I put on there. And when I went to Canada, I walked into my family's house, Emily, her name was, I was living with. And when I walked in, she showed me my room and she said, oh, there you go. And she had, I said, do you mind if I jump in a quick shower? Like, I'm knackered, 24 hours travelling.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, go for it. She said, you've got your own bathroom. Open the door and there's this bath.
Oh, no.
I honestly was like, that was the first time I knew. Even though like travelling had been on me vision board, it never really clicked because I thought, oh, you know.
That's quite like.
Like specific.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then, yeah, so the journey went on from there. And then I met loads of different cultures, loads of different people, loads of different groups. And
were they involved in like holistic therapies stuff like that?
And then I met this one lady. It was actually the mother of the lady I was living with, my cousin.
Yeah.
It was her husband's mum.
Right.
And she was a Reiki master.
And you two were just supposed to meet.
We just went. And I think for that to happen in Canada, and she went through so much training. And when I say training, she went through the whole process of it all with me. And then I started self-healing then.
Yeah.
And then I recognised the power of actual energy. And then I recognised actually, like, my mum's always said I was quite bizarre when I was little, like picking up on things and stuff.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, oh, get lost, Jane. Like, you're freaking me out, you know.
Yeah.
But then I kind of realised how do I put that into, like, I didn't know how to give those little messages to people.
I wonder if people are listening now thinking something similar, because I can't tell you how many times people in my family have gone, there she is, the witch. And they call me the witch because I can suss people out or I can not predict the future because I'd have won the lottery by now if I could predict
too,
numbers and stuff. But I'm just like, you get vibes from people or situations and you trust your gut.
Of course you
Do you have dreams? I have dreams.
Yeah, I have loads of dreams.
And it'll be about people that I haven't spoken to and I ring them and they need you.
Yeah, this
at
is
that
it.
Point.
Yeah. But that's because you're quite a sensitive character as well, and you're quite you're quite, when people say like, oh, you know, you're a good judge of character and you're this, actually what's happening is your vibrational energy that's coming off you,
yeah,
and you're merging. So you walk into a room and you go, oh, and you want to go over to this person and I'm like, oh my God, she looks lovely, or he looks lovely,
yes,
or they look lovely. And then you go in and you're like, yeah, I'm going to keep away from that, yeah, for no reason, because yeah, they haven't even spoken to you. And you say, oh, don't judge a book by a cover, but you've got to trust your intuition. And I think that's what more people need to learn and understand how to do it.
Yeah.
It's because when you start doing that and you start following your own journey and your own path,
mm-hmm,
what happens is you rise in vibration and either people follow you and they rise with you,
yeah,
or they start to drift away. Mm-hmm. And that's the hardest thing sometimes, because it could be the closest people to you.
Yeah, but you just know that they just can't exist,
no,
in your positive place.
No, yeah.
They've got to go.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, definitely. So that's how I kind of got into it all. And then I came back, brought it all back with me.
And set up your business, yeah, and fell in love.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Now, I love this part, because you've gone from this toxic relationship and off you go to Canada and your whole world changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know any of that. All I know is Jane, who's in love with a beautiful baby and a fantastic business.
Aww.
And just created this little,
you'll have me
world. But you have. That's why I went in for a session. It was supposed to be like half an hour, and I was in there for about 3 hours. And by the time we come out, I was like, I feel like I've known this girl forever.
Yeah.
I told you things I haven't told anyone.
I know.
You were telling me things that you wouldn't tell someone you've just met.
We were just
open-minded people, totally relaxed.
Yeah, it was.
And do you get that a lot in your shop?
I connect with everyone because I'm adapting my energy to and I'm working with them.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'd probably say 1 or 2 out of 10 people that I really connect with, and they, mm-hmm, become very good friends.
Yeah.
So my very first ever client when I came back off maternity is now a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
She was the one that gave me the confidence to go for this.
Yes.
Because I thought, can I do this? And, you know, have I had enough, like, you know, practice, or have I had, you know, yeah, enough this? And actually, it's just about really believing yourself and what you're connecting with. And when I actually done a treatment on her after coming back off maternity and suffering with, you know, my own issues after having Charlotte, when I'd done a treatment on her and she sobbed and she sobbed and she sobbed, yeah, for about 20 minutes. And after that, she booked in and she booked a course with me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like she's really benefited from this.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was, is she, about 6 weeks later, she brought her husband, and her husband came and had a treatment and said to me, I want to thank you for bringing my wife back.
Oh, stop it.
And I was like, pardon? And he was like, honestly, he said, I can't thank you enough. I feel like I've got Emma back before we had kids. And
the power of Reiki.
Know, it's,
and this is what you just try to explain to people. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you haven't been, you might not get it. I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's really hard to, yeah, explain.
You've, like, got to. You've got to,
you've
try
got
it.
To experience it for sure. You, yeah, like, have. I think everyone should. And if you can't get to me, find someone close to you,
yeah,
that is sort of, you know, has been doing it for a while, mm-hmm, that understands it. And if you are in a situation where you feel like you're ready for change or you need change, go for it and do it.
Well, I know a lot of people in our city, we love the whole psychic thing, don't,
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
It comes part of our going
of
out.
Of course,
just,
yeah.
Well, we haven't seen a psychic for a while.
Let's go.
Book in. Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
a night out.
Yeah.
But I found it quite interesting that when I met you and you said, you know, I'm not a psychic,
yeah,
but I get feelings.
I do, yeah.
Can you,
yeah,
explain that for
of
us?
Course, yeah. So, like, I don't kind of believe, when I say I don't believe in, I respect people who wish to give future, you know, tarot readings and stuff, mm-hmm, that's up to them. I personally don't do that. I don't work with that. I work with cards, but it's more about, for me, it's more about the connection with that person, and the connection and the feeling that I get from them people is I read an energy on them,
yeah,
and I read an energy with them, and I've always had a connection to a higher energy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably 99.9% of the time I pick up on somebody that probably has passed away.
Yeah.
And the only reason that happens is because I'm working such with a high energy of love,
yeah,
during that Reiki treatment, that those people will just almost, and if you go on my social media and read up my reviews, you'll see, like, yeah, everything I'm saying is sincere and real.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know where it comes from.
Well, I was so, because you said that at the start, so I was like, oh, a bit gutted.
Like,
oh,
yeah,
love a bit of a psychic situation.
Yeah.
Well, never mind.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you were like, can I just say, I'm, you know, as I said before, I'm not a psychic, but your nan was there and yeah. you were surrounded by these people where I couldn't really get through because there's so many people around you.
Yeah.
And I know, I do sense that. And if you don't believe in afterlife or anything like that, you know, then this is going to sound like mumbo jumbo. But I do feel the closest relatives I've lost, I don't feel like they're not with me. I always feel, especially my nan and granddad, I'm so close to them.
Yeah.
And I feel like they never left me.
But I felt that love during that. And this is the most loveliest thing is that when I do a lot of protection. I'm always wearing crystals and stuff during the treatments because it can be quite draining if you don't protect yourself.
Yeah.
But when I'm connecting with these things, like I did feel that, and I did feel that strong love. And when I'm connecting and I'm feeling something from someone, that you know, that things come through to me, and there's no way I could know these things, and I don't know where they're coming from.
No, you just say them, and
I just say them, and I'm like, what does this little? I remember once I said to this lady, you've got a little piggy thing on your fireplace and about a mum and it was a mum. It was a mum bought this little piggy thing.
How random.
But I just don't know how I would know these things. And even I'm quite taken back by it sometimes.
Yes.
But I've understood it now and I trust it. So whereas I used to hold back and think, I'm not going to share this because I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas now I think, no, I am going to share it because I know what I'm working with and I know what it is.
And you believe it and you trust it.
Yeah.
Have there been moments where you've gone, you know, I wish I didn't feel this feeling, where you've had something where, you know, you've sensed an illness or a pain or...
So, if I'm being honest, everything that I work with from a positive perspective.
Yeah.
So I'm not in a situation where I will ever pick up on anything negative with a person because I don't believe in it, and I'm not like a doctor, so I don't like to like say, oh, what's going on there? Yeah. I will say, are your knees okay?
Yeah.
Or is your back all right? Because sometimes, because you've got you've got various chakra points, but in your knees, you've got chakra points. Sometimes we store stress in our knees. I do.
Yeah.
So my stress is stored in my knees. So when I was on my way here today, I was on the train, hold my knees, thinking, right, come on. Because I was a little bit nervous.
Yeah. Oh,
so I was holding my knees, thinking, right.
I'm sitting holding my knees now you're saying it. Yeah. And you do.
You do.
That's what you do.
Because they're your point. There's certain points. Yeah. And when I spend time on the feet, which you'll know, because I spent a bit of time on the feet, there's various different chakra points. And I think going back to what you said about obviously... when I'm connecting with a higher energy, I do connect with spirit, and I don't believe that it's spirit. I don't believe in ghosts at all. I don't believe you're going to see somebody walking through the door.
No, I
think that's a load of baloney.
But
if I'm
it
honest.
Comes back to energy, doesn't it? It's feeling energy, their energy.
It's feeling the energy of that person, and I believe that. That's why I'm not frightened of anything ever happening to me anymore, because I know that my energy will always be around protecting.
Yes.
Because of what I experienced.
Do you do this with your daughter?
Yeah.
Because after the session, I was driving home because it's on the whirl and I'm coming through the tunnel. I had a long journey home. Mm. Plus, I stopped off for that Matalan dress.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Jen was like, oh, she won't have time to go to
the lovely receptionist. Had a gorgeous Matalan dress. Yeah. I was like, oh, my mum would love that. So I nipped in, got that
in
the sale.
Oh, amazing.
And then as I'm driving home, I was like, this should be something that's offered to kids.
I do offer it to children.
Do you know where we talk about like knife crime and gangs and anger issues and and if we nipped it in the bud and we offered these ways of releasing tension and looking for the positive 100%. And seeing the good in people, maybe that would make a difference. I don't know.
It totally does. Like, I run mindfulness meditation classes, so I do with children and parents. So want to give the parents some meditation that they can't get to my adult classes because they've got little ones, some single parents, some couples that work nights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I put on this parent and child class, and I work with schools and stuff as well, doing mindfulness and meditation. But the mindfulness side with the children and the parents, I do obviously younger age, and then I do a teenage with the parents. It's so important for kids because what's happening is during those classes, I'm using techniques that I know in a child form will impact them children in a really positive way.
Yeah.
And I'm giving them little crystals to take home and pop under the pillow, ones that I know will relax an adult client, but will put under their pillow to help them sleep at night.
See, that's lovely, isn't it?
I know. And it really changes. And there was one little girl she was 16, she was going to sixth form from high school, and she was suffering so bad with anxiety. So we'd done one-to-one meditation at the practice, and we'd done it for 4 weeks. And when we were doing it, I gave her a crystal at the end of it, and I said to her, now, this is enough now, and you start practicing at home. And I gave her the crystal, and it was a rose quartz, and I said, if you keep this in your pocket, when you're getting on that school bus, you won't get that rush through your tummy.
Yeah.
So she put it in her pocket, and she gets on, you know, the bus to college.
Yeah.
Gets on the bus to college, goes to college, and about 4 weeks later, I got a message off her mum saying, I can't thank you enough, I haven't had to get up early to take her to college, she's getting on the school
bus. She's chilled.
And then about 6 weeks later, I got another message saying, she's lost her stone, she won't come on the bus.
Oh, no. So it becomes a comfort then,
yeah,
doesn't it?
And it doesn't matter if a child understands what vibration that crystal's giving off, it's switching their thought process.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing for the moment with children, yes, until they're older, to understand what the actual impact of that crystal is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Crystals.
Yes.
Talk to me about crystals. You gave me two crystals.
Yes.
And I put them in my bra.
Yeah.
And then I went home and I took my bra off and forgot they were in there and smashed one on the tiles in the bathroom floor. And I'm like, don't touch the crystal. So I gathered it up and I put them both at the side of my bed. So they're still there. Do they still work when you've smashed them in the bathroom?
Yes, they do.
I feel like they still work.
They do, yeah. Which one did you smash? The
brownie coloured one. It's like a beigey coloured one that you gave me.
Was it the tiger's eye?
That might be the one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. I might have another one actually, so I'll
leave
you one.
It's doing its thing. But if any burglars break into our house and they see like a pile of what looks like just like ashes, or like it's not resin or any kind of drugs or anything. It's me crystal.
Well, I go home at night and I get in the shower and or in the bath. Colin's ran me a bath and whatever, and I'll go home and the next minute I'll be like taking my clothes off, bra off, and the next minute here.
Oh, my
crystals, about 8 crystals on the floor.
So what crystals do we need to think about? Give us an example of,
okay,
of what the purpose of these crystals are.
So all crystals have a property. So they all hold different properties. When I say properties, they all hold a certain meaning.
Yeah.
You can read thousands and thousands and thousands of books, and people say, will quiz me sometimes, you know, what's this, what's that, what does that mean? They'll challenge me. But for me, as a sort of crystal therapist, mm-hmm, and Reiki therapist, for me, crystals are, yes, they hold properties, yes, they're made up of, obviously you've got the ingredient from the periodic table and all of those things, but for me they'll hold a property, and I'll say that, you know, this is what this means, but I feel you need this because,
right, yeah,
and that's how I work with my crystals. So for, I always use clear quartz as like my master healer,
right.
So some people are placed like the, you know, the coloured crystals all up the body for the chakras and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes somebody doesn't need that really deep red for the base chakra because it's spinning quite nicely.
Yeah.
Whereas if I use clear quartz, which is this one,
yeah,
that enhances. So they're like points, clear quartz points.
Oh, right, okay.
So they go, I place them sort of up the chakra points,
yeah,
of the body. And as they're spinning and I'm working with it and it's spinning, that will enhance any of the treatment that I'm doing.
Right, okay.
And then I have bigger ones, which you felt, the heavier crystals,
yes,
which are on the body. And they are placed in certain places.
Well, my friend came to you and she's had a crappy diagnosis recently. And she had, I don't know whether she got it from you, but I went to her house after I sent it to you. And I went to her house and she had this big, giant crystal.
Yeah.
And she had it close to her breast.
Yeah, it was this senolite.
Did she get that from you?
I told her. I think, I can't remember. Was it about that big?
Yeah, a big
was
one.
Was it like
a
castle?
Hand?
Yes. Was it like a castle?
Yes.
Yeah, it was senolite. I can't remember if she got it from me. I think I might have given her it.
You
something.
Might have.
I
you
can't
might
remember.
Have.
Or she's bought it from somewhere.
I didn't
anyway.
Ask. And only now have I put two and two together. But I was sat with her the other day. She was on the couch and she just picked it up and she put it next to her breast.
So
and
I
like,
used that, yeah.
What's that? So what does that do?
So senolite. I use senolite. Like that's my one of my really, it gives off healing and mm-hmm. it sort of calmness, and so when I'm doing a treatment, you know, I place them here.
Yeah.
So I'll use senolite and amber in the aura when I'm cleansing it.
Right.
But I'll also place it on part of the body after or during a treatment that I feel needs most healing.
Okay.
So when I was doing a treatment here,
yeah,
it's right in line with the throat chakra for you.
Yeah.
So here, and then at the very end of it, I'll come around the body with it just to seal and protect.
Yes.
Which is what you will love.
I was messaging again.
I'm
totally protected. Honestly, nothing's getting through. And ever since that, I need to come back again.
Yeah,
but I don't even feel like it's easing off. I feel like after that session,
yeah,
it was becoming a joke. Now I keep saying to everyone, "Sorry." People come to me with drama, and like, "Sorry, I'm sealed and protected." I can't even feel anything that you're saying now. Any neggies, any negativity, it just bounces off me.
How funny.
Long may that continue.
Yeah, and I'm sure it will.
Well, I'll keep coming back, so I could get a little dose of.
And also,
of, yeah?
you maintain, I mean, you do little bits of like mindfulness, do you, with your little ones? So that is good for you as well. When you're doing that with kids, when you're sitting at home, I always encourage parents to sit with their children, even if it's just for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And even if it's just taking them on a little journey. Like overnight, I'll stand in the window with Charlotte and say, let's go and look at the trees.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised how that will settle her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say, let's look at the trees and I'll talk about the fairies and I'll do this and I'll do that. And that's mindfulness for me and her, because we're thinking about nothing else.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It totally does.
Yeah, so
if you need to find Jane, how do we find you on Facebook? Probably the best place to go.
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook, but I'm under as Reiki Jane. That's my kids' nickname. They all call me Reiki Jane.
Oh, okay, cute.
All the kids, yeah.
So you're Reiki Jane on Facebook and you're Wirral Reiki Rooms.
On Instagram,
Instagram, so you can find her. Google search, get the shop, go and get a treatment yourself, and then let me know what you think of it, because I'd love to know your thoughts. But Jane, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll get you in again.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that just doesn't seem long enough.
No, I know.
You could go on for days.
We literally could, couldn't we?
Peace and light, everyone. Peace and light.
Love and light.
Got that wrong, didn't I? Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.